Good morning. Most everyone understands what a meme is. Meme is spelled M-E-M-E. A meme is a one-frame cartoon with a caption. The other day, I saw a very interesting meme on Facebook. This meme had a guru-type person sitting in the lotus position. The caption read, "A wise man was asked, 'What is anger?' The wise man answered, 'Anger is a punishment we give to ourselves for somebody else's mistake.' It was really a thought-provoking answer, and it rang true with me." The Apostle Paul in Ephesians 4, verse 26, offered some advice about anger. Paul said, quote, "Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold." Believe it or not, many of Paul's epistles were originally letters written in large part to address personal relationship problems between church members. Friends, we all get angry from time to time, but anger can be a dangerous thing. A lot of times we have trouble letting go of our anger. Many people hold on to their anger for years, possibly decades. And that anger that we hold on to builds up inside of us and can fester. Remember, Paul advised, "Do not give the devil a foothold." Brethren, being in a state of anger, holding on to grudges, whether we think it is justified anger or not, can and will hurt the health of friendships, a family, or even a church congregation. And at the end of the day, you can be angry at someone, you can be upset at someone for days, weeks, maybe even years, and all the while, the one that you're angry with may not even realize that you're angry. It is you, the person who is angry, that winds up being the one suffering. Friends, let us strive to be slow to anger. Now, I want to leave you with some advice that I hope can help you deal with anger. Remember this. If you're angry with someone for whatever reason, pray for that person. Sincerely pray for the person that you're angry with, because it is very difficult to remain angry at someone when you're praying for that person. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for not being angry at us when we stumble. Help us to do the same for others. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.